A large number of prominent chief executives left their jobs or announced their departures. The list includes Vittorio Colao at Vodafone, Indra Nooyi at PepsiCo, Paul Polman at Unilever, Martin Sorrell at WPP, and Dieter Zetscher at Daimler. John Flannery was ousted at General Electric, as was John Cryan at Deutsche Bank. Carlos Ghosn was dismissed from Nissan for alleged misdeeds. The car-making industry lost another giant with the death of Sergio Macchione, Fiat Chrysler's boss.
Elon Musk stood down as Tesla's chairman, but remains chief executive after tweeting that he intended to take the company private, a move that fell foul of regulators. The electric car maker at last hit its production targets and actually made a quarterly profit.
The world watched and waited as 12 boys and their football coach, trapped in a flooded cave in Thailand, were rescued in a complex operation involving thousands of people. A Navy diver died in the attempt. Mr. Musk tweeted unfounded claims that one of the rescuers was a paedophile. The rescuer had provoked Mr. Musk by deriding his offer of a kid-sized submarine to help the boys escape as a PR stunt.
Car makers ramped up their development of electric and self-driving vehicles. A woman was run down in Arizona by one of Uber's autonomous cars, the world's first fatal accident involving a pedestrian and a driverless vehicle.
In Syria, the regime of Bashar al-Assad used chemical weapons again, killing scores of people in Douma, the last rebel stronghold in eastern Ghouta. America responded by firing missiles at military targets. Later in the year, a Russian military jet was shot down by Syria. Instead of blaming its ally, Russia said Israel was responsible because it had provided misleading information about a missile attack it had launched.
Xi Jinping confirmed his grip on power in China by promoting more of his allies to senior positions. Wang Qishan, who led a crackdown on corruption, was made vice president. His new role includes helping to manage ties with America. The priority for the government was limiting the damage from the trade conflict with America. GDP in the third quarter grew at the slowest pace since the financial crisis. China's stock markets will finish the year well down.
Donald Trump hailed his summit with Kim Jong-un, North Korea's dictator, as a breakthrough, even going so far as to say, "We fell in love," during the ongoing détente. But there has been little progress implementing the deal they signed. The North's PR offensive included sending a team to the Winter Olympics that marched with the South Korean side under a reunification flag.
Mr. Trump's attempt to replicate his tough-guy approach with Iran did not produce a similar rapprochement. He pulled out of the deal to roll back Iran's nuclear weapons program, describing it as rotten. The reimposition of American sanctions, especially on its oil and gas industry, crippled Iran's economy.
Brazil and Mexico both elected populist leaders. Jair Bolsonaro, a fan of former military regimes, won Brazil's presidency after being stabbed during the campaign and losing 40% of his blood. Mexico elected Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a leftist with a penchant for dodgy referendums. AMLO, as he is called, slashed wages for top officials, including himself, and vowed to halt reforms of education and the oil sector.